Messengers, that the fear and exhaustion cocktail made a nice little soup together and got a hold of Elijah's physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual self as a whole. His whole entire being was affected. And an angel of the Lord was sent to Elijah to tell him that he needed to rest. So Elijah rested and he woke up. The raven brought him food to eat. He drank from a brook, and then he had to lay down. He was told to lay down and rest again. But someone else had to come in and tell Elijah that he needed this. Unfortunately, he had not been listening enough to be in tune with, what do I need? I've been on the go. I've been running. I've been doing the work of the Lord. But at the same time, I need to rest. And this is the same thing that we find ourselves doing. We're so on the go, so in tune to doing ministry, helping others, which is all good things. Being neighborly, they're all good things. But when we don't take care of ourselves, when we don't give ourselves a gift of margin, as I spoke about in an earlier podcast episode, then we don't listen to our bodies. The gift of margin allows us time and space to listen to our bodies and know what it is telling us and follow through. So the angel had to tell him to go and lie back down. And then he had to wake up again, and then it told him to eat again because he was going to need all of that fuel for his journey. What are some of the things I've learned from listening to my body over the years, especially during the extra time that God gave me before working full time? There are times that my soul craves, and then there's an empty feeling there, and I know now when my body is craving for things, it's my soul craving more of God. And it might come in the areas of comfort. I might just need to be comforted by God. Now, we can fill the area of comfort with things. We can fill it with food. We can fill it with sweets. We could fill it with shopping. We could fill it with music. We could fill it with TV. We can fill it with internet and social media. But at the end of the day, the only thing that's going to help that craving that our bodies are giving us, which is a deeper level of a soul issue, is for us to get deep down and let God fill us up until we're on overflow. And then we can go out and be of help to others and live off of our overflow. And we're not coming from a place of neediness, but we're coming from that place of being overflown. Is our body, I also learned when my body was telling me that I wanted to control. And this usually happened when I had 10 to 15 things going on and was feeling overwhelmed. And the majority of those 10 to 15 things are not good. So I get a sense of my stomach tensing up and me wanting to grab onto something. But when I do that, it interrupts the flow of the emotions that are going and running freely through my body. So when I feel my stomach and my muscles tensing up like that, I can tell myself, speak out loud, you're overwhelmed. You have a lot of different things going on, so the majority of them are problems. However, just admit you're overwhelmed. Allow yourself to feel the feelings of being overwhelmed. And then think about it. You don't have to do all of these things all at once. Break down your list and tackle it one at a time. The first thing, then the next thing, then the next thing. I learned that when my lips are feeling numb or my shoulders are tensing up, or I feel aggression in my body, it's representing anger that needs to come out. And then I have to practice my kickboxing moves in order to contain that anger, but at the same time be able to get it out. When we're not allowing ourselves the time, the space, emotionally, physically, and mentally to be able to listen to our bodies, we can't help ourselves, we can't help others, and then a lot of times, as the angel came to Elijah, someone has to come to us and say, you know what, Tina, I think you're doing too much. I think you need to take it easy. And sometimes we're not so very happy about them coming and doing that. We're comfortable in our own world. But we can also be reminded to look at this as a gift from God, that someone took the time to stop us and help us to realize this. There is a term that psychologists have used, and it's called HALT. And HALT stands for hungry, angry, lonely, tired. All four of those in the HALT is what Elijah dealt with. And when we're dealing with HALT and we're listening to our bodies and giving ourselves the time and the space in every area to be able to listen to our bodies, we're realizing then, I'm dealing with one of these things. Either I'm hungry, I'm angry, I'm lonely, I'm tired. This is not the good time to make a decision. However, once again, if we don't have the space, we don't have the margin, we're unable to get a hold of HALT going on. And so today I want to leave you with this. Listening to our bodies is very important because our bodies are telling us how to listen to our souls and feed our souls. Today, let this be day one of us starting on a new journey of listening to our bodies and in turn listening to our souls and knowing how our spirit needs to be filled up. And sometimes we might need to be the ones to go to someone else and tap them on the shoulder and ask them, are you listening to your body? Thank you for listening to episode 60, Listen to Your Body, from Healing Our Brokenness, a podcast that centers on healing on us as broken individuals and navigating solutions and tips for living in a broken world. Until next time.
Turn those valleys into places to learn. Instead of burn and perish away. And nights never so cold without His grace. How could I say that I've seen the world from His great love? How could I know what He could love? Store for me if I didn't give up and let Him be my valley of grace, where things would change and maybe they'd take up the cross high again. The valley of grace never was the same after He had died. Love that refined. So much I wish.
sharing all of that. You took the price to give me that life, and now it's never gonna fade away. When I see I need more of him, he whispers the sweetest of mercies upon my ears, and I won't go back the way it was again, again, again. And now a valley of grace where things would change. I've seen the light, so